Governor Roy Cooper and Dr. Mandy Cohen, the secretary for the State Department of Health and Human Services, said the recent record-breaking reports of new cases and hospitalizations of North Carolinians are leading to this change. 48 counties in the state are now listed as experiencing critical community spread, up from 20 counties 2 weeks ago. Cohen said Tuesday even more cases could be seen soon, squeezing North Carolina's resources beyond their current state. She said epidemiologists predict potential spread of the coronavirus during Thanksgiving gatherings is likely not reflected in these trends, meaning they could get worse soon.
So what I expect to see this week is people who now are going to be coming back COVID positive because they were with those who were unfortunately sick at Thanksgiving. So I do expect our numbers to go up over the course of this week. It's exactly why we are taking the actions we are today. We need to work exceptionally hard to get our numbers back down.
As a result, Cooper announced a modified stay-at-home order for the state, implementing a curfew for North Carolinians. The legislation asks people to remain at residences from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Most businesses will also be required to close at 10 p.m., and all on-site alcohol sales for restaurants must be ended by 9 p.m. There are a few exceptions to the rule. Early closure does not apply to businesses that sell groceries, medication, fuel, or healthcare supplies, those who are traveling to and from work, or are getting food, medical care, and social services past 10 p.m. will also be exempt from the stay-at-home order. Cooper described the current spread of COVID-19 in the state as alarming. He described this new measure as a step to limit gatherings and keep people where they are safest during this new surge of cases.
I know that news of effective and safe vaccines has given us all hope, but vaccines aren't here yet. We have to act now to save lives, safeguard our hospital capacity, and preserve our economy.
When asked about the effectiveness of curfews in other states during this pandemic, Cooper cited similar legislation enacted by Massachusetts and Ohio as having some success. He said whenever people have reduced their time indoors with others, a difference in the virus's spread is seen.
I think most North Carolinians want to do the right thing. And if we're saying it's really important for you to be home after 10 and you not to be gathering in other places, I think a lot of North Carolinians will do that. We have other things that we can do. We have more tools that we can use to fight the spread of this virus. But we think right now, if we do this and people abide by it, then it'll make a positive difference.
Cooper's new executive order will go into effect Friday, December 11th, and is initially slated to last until January 8th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.